This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that promises to India's women cannot become politics of postponement. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that today, when it is time to deliver this Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, hesitation and questions are being raised. He said that for decades, women's reservations remained a promise and this government turned it into reality. He added that necessary amendments linked to delimitation are crucial to ensure that nation's Nari Shakti gets rightful representation before 2029 and not pushed further into uncertainty. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Pashchim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin a campaigning at 12 noon with a public meeting at Palli Mangal Club Ground in Senthia, Birbhum. At around 1:15 p.m, he will address another gathering at Khairasol in the same district at Gosto Dangal Maidan Ground. On the other hand, TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. According to the party sources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district at around 11:30 in the morning. Later, she will hold a rally at Galsi in Purva Bardhaman at around 12:30 p.m. Ms. Banerjee is also scheduled to lead a march in support of her candidates at Bankur at around 1:30 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra today. The president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. On Tuesday, President Murmu will join the Samajik Samrast Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. On the same day, the president will attend the fifth convocation ceremony of Rashtriya Raksha University at Gandhinagar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has concluded a two-day official visit to the United Arab Emirates, wrapping up high-level meetings with Emirati leadership. During the visit, Jaishankar met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan and conveyed a personal message from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Discussions focused on strengthening energy cooperation, expanding trade, and advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The visit comes as part of India's broader diplomatic outreach to secure energy supplies from Gulf nations. The UAE visit marked the final leg of Dr. Jaishankar's four-day tour, which also included participation in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius. Condolences have poured in from wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhonsle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourned the loss of celebrated singer. Asha Bhonsle passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours today at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Chasing a huge target of 241 runs set by the RCB, the MI managed to score 222 runs at a loss of 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.